What does everyone think of my hat?
Looks,
You think it's a cool hat that I have?
I like.
What do you think about my hat?
I like the little pin.
You like my pin?
Yeah.
I got that to customize it for myself.
Yeah.
To show a little bit of my personality. So it's not just a plain hat that I had to buy from the Big Head hat store that now sends me spam about their hats until the end of time.
Did you buy a visor like online?
Yeah, from the Big Head hat store that I bought it.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big headed man, and I so I got to wear those snapback hats. If I wear a regular baseball cap, it looks silly.
What do you mean a snapback hat?
They call these snapbacks for some reason. I think because of the brim or something. But they just have... They just have like a shape to them, you know. Like this is,
oh, like you know. What does it look like in the back? Regular.
Yeah, like, it's a regular I don't know if the hat. Back is meant to. I don't know what snapback refers to.
It's two guys wearing hats.
Two guys wearing hats. That's
I
the
forgot
show.
A fucking rhyme.
I'll figure one out. Somebody pointed out that Josh Denny was on the show also wearing a hat, and they said that is the default.
That's the
when
default
you turn
move.
30 years old and you're a fat man, they issue you a set of baseball hats. And
you got to hide the hairline.
A shitty beard. You do have to hide the hairline.
That you're losing.
I've been streaked.
And the fatness, the beard hides the fatness. And the hat hides the hairline.
It is
loss.
All a manner of subterfuge.
Yeah, okay. Obnoxious funerals. What rhymes with funerals?
Why'd you go to funerals? Why don't you... you always pick like the hardest word to rhyme with.
Okay.
Like, why don't you go with dead? Mourning the dead.
Okay, mourning the dead.
And what was my problem?
Shitty self-checkout lanes. And getting left on red. Mourning the dead.
Scanning. And
scanning.
Checkout.
Shoplifting.
Checkout lanes and funeral pains. There.
Oh, wow! Let's do it!
Biggest problem in the universe.
Welcome to the biggest problem in the universe. The only show that ranks every problem in the universe, from self-checkout lanes to funeral pains.
Ooh.
Although it's not as funny, though. But it's not a joke. I'm your host, Dick Matheson. Joining me as always is BW Smallbit.
Hey, Dick. Coming down on my rhyme, which I came up with 2 seconds before the thing.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But whenever you try to do a rhyme, you always go, what rhymes with funerals? And I'm like, why did you pick the hardest
golden
possible
girls.
Word? To that doesn't...
Corny funerals and not girl. Enough
not
golden girls. Welcome to the biggest... See, if only that was the problem last week.
Yeah.
Then we'd be fine.
You always try for the most complex rhymes, and I'm always here to tell you to streamline.
Yeah.
What a day, what a show. I'm excited to be here.
You seem excited.
Just all fired up. Banned from Twitter again.
It's not fun.
Righteous. No, it's terrible.
You got to stop using words like you use.
Well,
N-words
no,
and R-words.
No. This is a typical.
P-words.
We'll see why. I'm using a VPN. We'll see if it helps.
You still on your old phone?
Yeah, but I don't use the app. I got to buy a new device.
You got to buy a burner, bud. You got to buy a burner, bud. Buy yourself
God.
A burner. You ready for last week?
I guess so.
Self-aggrandizing memorial tributes.
Wow. So our guest is the winner, the great Josh Denny, comedian.
Yeah.
On Twitter at Josh Denny, and having a show in Florida.
Yeah.
We should
make our guests record I won thing while they're here, just in case they win.
Yeah, but then all right.
We'll Did
they also record
way.
I lost? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we'll trick them and play both of them.
So they just go, yay, I won. And then another one's like, no, I lost.
Yeah, we're saying, look, we're going to work this in seamlessly, okay? We're going to work, don't worry about it.
Josh,
sounding
how
dumb.
Do you feel? Yeah,
right? We're going to work it in like really seamlessly. And then we play both of them and all of the times they said, like,
up.
Can you do it again? That sounded dumb. It wasn't funny. And we just play it all in a row.
Yeah, that's what the people want to hear. Well, unfortunately, we don't have the Josh Denny, yay, I won sound clip, but I'm sure he's very excited.
Backseat Googlers, number two.
Second.
It's amazing.
It's amazing that a problem that you devoted 2 seconds to, you didn't even do like a full problem.
It's just
up.
Like, who wants to be like, follow that act?
Yeah.
That Abbott and other Abbott act.
And then, of course, I come in dead last.
Shitty
Surprisingly, a positive after both you and Josh were negging me on this problem. But okay. Some people still. I had people sending me messages going, and I should have wrote it down. One guy's
did
like,
"Did you figure out how to self open the emails and read them, or was that too difficult?"
A guy told me I just had to buy a granola bar for my daughter before soccer practice, and then the machine
and
breaks,
some tampons.
And I gotta wait for some grandma to get help before me. Oh, shut the fuck up! This is a real problem.
Too stupid to use the self checkout lane.
We can use it. The problem is they break for no reason.
I can't tell.
There's no one around.
It's broken.
All right.
How come it was shitty self-checkout lanes?
Because there can be good ones. Well, I'm saying in an ideal situation, the checkout lane would be working flawlessly. But they're always...
But they always do.
No, they don't.
I mean, they crash sometimes.
And then there's no one around to do anything about it.
Well, then you just go to...
There should be more checkout attendants is another thing.
Well, but...
There should be one for each machine. To stand there.
Now you can have one for like six machines. You have here's how to fix it.
Yeah.
You get one, so you have self-checkout lanes, right?
Yeah.
And you have one lady or man, well, lady,
probably,
who monitors six of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if yours is messing up, she comes over to you and hits you in the head with a hammer so that you're dead. And that you stop screwing up
you stop
everything.
Holding up the line for everyone
it's
else.
Sort
eternally.
Of like eugenics, but
yeah.
Directly to people who are already alive.
Sure. Just give her a gun at this point.
Ooh,
too soon. Too soon. Too soon.
What are you, the FBI over here making these suggestions? Private said, you guys are getting better every week.
Yes,
I love this
are.
Show. Thanks.
Thank you.
G8 said, the memorial story was incredible.
Was it? I'm glad.
Yeah, why are you so bashful about it?
I don't know. I just, because like no one has ever had their problem be Vito was too good at a thing. That's never been
Vito
a problem
killed
before.
His funeral.
Vito killed at a funeral.
Excuse me? So what's this guy's Vito's deal? Oh, he went to a funeral and upstaged.
Buried him.
Without trying, upstaged all the comedians. He went to a comedian's funeral and killed it.
I want to say that like Josh is like stretching the truth, but it was weird how everyone's like, dude, good set at
how
a funeral.
How do you stretch? I mean, even if you're in the same ballpark, like yeah, he could be, even if he's exaggerating the most anyone's ever exaggerating, you still killed at a funeral.
I know.
For a comedian.
I just expect, I was going to tell you, yeah, I don't, yeah, it was great.
Now people expect it. Now the next
well,
funeral
the problem
you go to,
is,
they're going to be like, oh, here comes Vito.
I already had a guy, I think he's a fan of the show, get me on a stand-up gig this month, so maybe I'm getting back in the saddle.
Did
we'll
someone
see.
Die?
No, that's what I said. I'm like, you know, I can only really, I'm only really do funerals.
If they're there to laugh, I'm not your guy.
Right.
If they're
right.
there to mourn the loss of a family member or loved one,
I can be there and insult their racial ethnicity and get a big laugh.
Bobo said, Fat Watch on the spot correspondent. Let the intern take the heat and get the bit. No downsides, all caps.
So he's saying we send an intern, to the beach to interview fatties, and then you review it in studio afterwards?
I think so.
Well, people liked my pitch for a Fat Watch reality show.
Listen,
weekly segment.
I think you should bring in a pitch every week.
For a show?
You're always pitching me ideas after the show.
All kinds of pitches.
You're the pitch man.
I
am
the
pitch man. You're the hot stock tip veto and also pitch man.
I got nothing but ideas. As I told Dick before, I have a great idea for our Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
I don't know, monthly stream Dungeons and Dickheads.
Yeah,
or we get you, me, Nick Riccata, maybe.
Oh yeah,
a couple other guys. I
he's
know this,
pretty. He's pretty wide open. He doesn't. Stream.
Yeah, Riccata's got no time for anything now. There was.
I think
a
if
time.
You call it Dickheads, though, it'll get censored, though.
Yeah, that
don't
was
you
one.
Think?
That was one. Well,
why
I don't
call
know.
It, call it Dungeons and Pussy Magnets.
I don't know if
fat
dickhead
pussy,
would fall
pussy.
Afoul of the... I think it sees
I would know.
Dick
yeah.
standing alone and it's upset about it. But I feel like dickhead, the filters, like...
Do you really
want to
risk like, building a brand on it, though?
Well, I guess you could call it something else.
The F slurs.
The F slurs.
Right?
Yeah, get it? See, we didn't say the word, so it's
the
okay.
The N-words. That's what we are. Because we're in the cool kids group. We're
you
the
know,
N-words.
Like NSYNC, we're N-word. It's a new boy band.
It's
the
our
kids
poetry,
are gonna love it.
Beat poetry jam
because
yeah,
they're rapping instead
in
of
words.
In word, yeah. Nothing but ideas, guys.
You should bring in, because after the show, you give these really
terrible ideas.
Oh, I wouldn't say terrible.
Some of them are great.
I couldn't, yeah. Yeah. They're all great.
They're all great.
I want them all to be done, but I also want everyone to experience the pleasure of you pitching.
Of a Vito Gisualdi manic pitch where I'm like, listen, last night it came to me.
Okay, that's my next idea. That's like Freddy got fingered.
But this is what happens to me. I have a lot of ideas, and sometimes they are really good. Like when we went to the Netflix thing, that was a crazy Vito pitch.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're terrible, like that comic book I told you about that I can't talk. Let's not bring that up publicly, but regardless. No, my... whatever. It's a whole thing. I pitched...
I couldn't believe that.
I pitched Dick a movie I was I'm writing, and there are some plot problems I'm struggling with. We'll figure it out.
I'm going to have to take this hat off.
Well, we're having fun.
How do you
fun.
Do it?
We're having fun.
DJ AC Blastin said, well, actually, Vito, there's this thing called the Whopper, or the Big Mac, or a Frosty. Why doesn't McDonald's sell Whoppers?
I saw that comment. They can sell.
That's intellectual property.
No, the name Whopper
should trademark the hamburger.
You can't.
Like you're saying, if you can't own your invention, no one would invent. So how the fuck do we have a Whopper and a Big Mac? Like,
no,
it's so different. Wow. Thank God McDonald's can't say we're selling a fucking Whopper over here, you shitheads.
Everyone keeps going down this recipe route. You can't copyright a recipe, okay?
Why?
You just because it's
you can
just
copyright a seed. Why can't you copyright a recipe? Spaghetti. I own it. I'll take 5 cents every time you talk about spaghetti or eat
because
spaghetti.
Spaghetti is just a method of taking grain and fucking, you know, making it into pasta.
What's a it's song? Happy birthday. Oh, that'll be $100,000.
Okay, but that would be like trying to copyright like a specific chord, being like, I own the G chord. I'm the first person ever put my hands on the guitar in this way. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't do that. Because that's like a basic ingredient, okay?
Okay.
Whatever. This is stupid. And then everybody keeps coming to me. Did you see the Winnie the Pooh horror movie that's coming out?
Yeah, great.
No, this is stupid.
What do you mean?
Everybody's all excited, like, see, Vito, you were wrong, because now that the Winnie the Pooh IP ran out, we're going to get a Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
It's great.
This is fucking, you could have just made that anyway. You just didn't have to call him Winnie the Pooh.
It's not as good, then.
Do you know how many horror movies...
Whiny the Poop? Like, give me a break.
How many horror movies are already just basically based on existing toys? Child's Play was based on the kid buddy doll or whatever
it
the
was?
Hell.
It was? My Buddy?
Yeah, My Buddy. They look exactly the same. Of course it's based on My Buddy. But they didn't have to call it My Buddy. You just name it the good guy doll, and you got the same exact thing.
Yeah, but the movie.
And can you imagine
Child's
that you were trying to
clever.
Sell the My Buddy doll, and the next thing you know, there's a horror movie about how they kill children? Isn't that kind of unfair to the company that invested all the time in making the My Buddy doll?
It's a bunch of, that's like the most known doll movie ever. It'd be flying off the shelves.
You're trying to make fun kids
toys.
Oh,
are you saying that
then
clowns don't exist anymore because clowns are a horror movie?
No,
trope?
But like if Bozo the Clown was trying to do his kids show and then the Bozo the Clown horror movie comes
ex-murderer.
Out where he cuts the dicks off children, like it would impact his brand in a way that thankfully he's protected by IP and doesn't have to deal with that.
God, we have Bozo the fucking clown.
You know what I mean.
Okay. So whose turn? Should we flip? You want to flip for this? Who gets to go first? I mean,
I was
going to
make the
win.
Argument that Denny's problem was basically how great Vito is. But no, you came in second, I think, by argument you should go.
Here's my problem. It's called parking idlers. It's you get in. Oh, man. This bitch that gets in the fucking car, and you think, oh, man. It's like when you go to, you know when a movie's like 5 hours long?
Yeah.
Like, is this movie over yet? When's this movie? Is this movie wrapping up? I don't even know what act we're in. That's what it's like being behind some of these ladies when they get in their car, and they're about to leave.
Yeah.
They're in there drinking. I swear to, Randy and I just went to the park, the dog park.
Yeah.
And I thought I had a primo spot right there at the front gate. And I pull up and sit there. This woman packs her little kids into the car. And
so
then
you,
she's sitting
are you
in
waiting
there.
To take her parking space?
Yes, yeah. And she turns the car on and then, all right, here we go. Oh, here we go. I say, Randy, what's going on? And she goes, she's opening the moonroof right now. She's taking drinks of her water. She's got one of those water bottles with the spider web wrappers with the whole, you know, sustainable product that costs as much as it takes to make 5,000 water bottles. That she's
more comfortable with that wrapping around it.
Yeah. That's all sustainable, too. Opening the moonroof. The kid is getting out of the back seat thing and twirling around in the moonroof. Like, send one of these groomers over to take care of this kid. Grab this kid. What the fuck is going on? She starts taking more sips of the water bottle, and I'm going like Sonic the Hedgehog video game without touching the controller. Bitch, what the fuck's going on in there?
The restaurant.
What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing in your fucking car for this long? TikTok! How about a horror movie with a Babadook goes car to car, and if you take longer than 5 seconds, like Son of Sam, a giant cock comes out of the ground and decapitates your ass. Fuck in front of your kids. Fuck you. That's how it starts. My mom was taking, she would take hours. She would have conference calls in the car before she'd turn it on. She'd turn it on. So calling all of the men in the parking lot. Oh, there's a spot.
The lights are on. The brake
lights
are
on. The car's on. I hear it. I can hear it in my senses like the Jurassic Park. Oh, get me over there. All right. Here we go. What could this take? 10, 20 seconds. I'm home free. 3 hours later. Took like SpongeBob. 3 hours later. 3 hours later. Right?
Yeah.
She drank the whole thing of water.
Do you think she was making a point? Do you think she was like, that man is waiting for me?
I thought that too, because a woman has once said that to me.
Yeah.
Like someone was waiting for her and she's like, fuck this guy. I'm like, bitch.
Don't pressure me, you know, in your man's world to get out of my parking spot quickly.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my sweet time.
I'm like, what the fuck? I vowed to treat her poorly after that. We were dating and I said, I'm going to push the limits.
I want to say, I think this is a woman's problem. I think a man respects parking.
What are you doing in there?
Expediency, you know?
Stop idling. Parking idlers. Get it? Because they're idling?
Yeah.
Also, you know what she did then?
What?
Let me tell you this before you comment on it.
Mm.
So I said, Randy, I'm going to bust a nut over here. If this bitch takes even slightly one, I'm going to bust a nut. She goes, she pushes. The more lights light up, right? Oh, she's putting her foot on the brakes. Her foot on the brakes, putting it to drive, right? Puts it into drive. Oh, man, here we go. My dog's in the back going, what the fuck's I know what the fucking park. I can see the park. Hey, idiot, what's going on?
Like, poor
dog. It's not my fucking fault. This thing, you know how they are. She puts it in drive, pulls forward a foot and a half, stops again. Just stops. Now she's taking up two spots
on
the curb.
And she's just dicking around.
Yeah.
She's just, I think these women have this weird, you know, it's a position of power to own the parking space, which is
something
a woman encounters very rarely.
Power.
She's in control.
She's in control.
She runs
me.
You're right now suffering beneath the glass ceiling that she has all.
The glass ass.
Yeah.
I'm sitting behind steering, right?
Yeah. She has complete power over a man, and she's going to stretch that out as much. More power than she has in her home. You know, or at least did before her husband left her.
Randy got out of the car. I said,
Did he go? Did you go, try to go, hey?
Yeah.
Knock he on went the window?
Up to the, he went up to the window, and he knocked on it, and then he grabbed his fly like he was going to unzip his, and then she went, peeled off right away. Suddenly figured out where the accelerator is.
Now, sometimes I will get in my car and I'm like, well, I got to make a phone call or something. But if somebody's waiting,
I hope that you get in a car accident.
Why? It's still my spot at that point.
No. Do you turn the car on?
No, that's the thing, is I will make, maybe to get the AC running, but if I see someone's waiting for the spot.
Yeah, but there's no way looking. You're just in there on concentrating on your fucking call. So you do this.
No, I think my car will be running, but like my brake lights aren't on.
I will be backing out of the space before the door closes sometimes.
What if I just got a delicious hot dog from the Costco concourse and I want to eat it in my car with my air conditioning and my radio going? That's my right. And I know that Costco parking lot.
This is pretty
lot.
Much like you're telling a Jewish person you don't believe the Holocaust happened. You're doing to me right now. It's worse than that.
I'm just saying there's ways that it's okay.
Because they had bad parking at concentration camps too. So
they had terrible parking. They had to use trains because they didn't have anything else. Couldn't get a car in there. Regardless, I'm saying you can
eat a hot dog.
I've like you know.
You're just idling in your spot?
You get your food or something. You
eat. No. Eat it on the road.
No, I don't want to eat. Get everywhere.
Well, no.
Could.
Doesn't get.
Depends on what it is.
What do you eat?
The Costco parking lot is very busy. I normally eat, at
the
sitting place, I had to make a phone call and I had to charge my phone. So I was sitting there charging my phone, making a phone call.
You're destroying the environment.
Eating a slice. Of Costco pizza.
A slice of hot dog?
Well, no, I would get a hot dog and a slice of. I mean, if you're going to Costco, you got to get one of each.
You know, they have a big area for you to eat this shit.
Yeah, but I had to charge my phone, so I did it in my car, and then, I had to call somebody.
Who are you calling? A funeral director to set up another.
Set up another meeting.
Did you guys hear about this set I had at the funeral? It killed. What do you think? Throw me in?
Every funeral
like
director in LA
we got
right
the
now.
Veto package.
If you want to lighten up the mood, we have a funeral comic available.
He'll pretend to be somebody's friend. You never know who these people are at funerals.
That would be a great service, honestly.
Here you go. He's
the
pitching
funeral
it for real.
Comic.
He's pitching it for real now. This is one of the
funeral comic. You go, look, I'll pretend to be like a long-standing friend. Everyone's really sad.
Yeah.
And I'll make a couple jokes, and then everybody can have fun and get back to
they
drinking.
They have to be Persian, though.
They have to be Persian.
I don't do any other kind.
That's my opener. It works about 5% of the time, usually with the Persian families.
Here, look. We got to stop.
I'm saying you got to communicate your parking space, If you're in the space, it's your space.
No, it's not your space.
You're allowed to loiter in a space as long as you're not into.
What do you mean? Legally? Yes. Legally, well, you're allowed to do it, but it's still.
The law is on my side, then.
We've got to come up with something to stop, like the turtle with the straw in its nose.
The one, the plastic straw?
Yeah, remember that turtle that had a straw in its nose?
And then we had to ban all straws?
Yeah, so we have to come up with something like a turtle in a parking spot or something to get
to
women
encourage
to stop.
To ban
they should be
parking loitering.
Terrified to be in. Like, we have to say that idling in your car kills more.
Yeah.
Kids than, swimming pools or pit bulls. Like something. Kills pit bulls. Yeah. I don't know. Some way. I like the Babadook thing.
You want a monster that kills children to
women.
Women, right.
Yeah.
Torments them and drags them to a strange psychological dimension.
It opens up its pee hole and gobbles them up like the worms in Beetlejuice.
Why is the Babadook your go-to?
It's a great
monster.
Movie.
It is
like Fight Club for women.
Spooky as hell. Fight Club for women.
Yeah, because it was all in her mind.
Yeah, that's true.
Spoiler alert. Fuck you.
Wow.
The Babadook is like one of the only good movies that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah, my girlfriend made me watch it.
I like lady crazy horror stuff.
You know what movie sucks?
What?
Midsommar.
You know what? I have never seen that, and only recently have I thought about maybe seeing it.
It's fucking dumb.
Is it?
Yeah, fire it up at night when you're masturbating to porn or whatever, when you're on Bing.
It is another lady horror movie, it feels like, where it's like women getting over their issues and traumas.
Murdering their boyfriends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Getting over their issues and traumas, because that's secretly what all women want.
Just murdering.
To murder men.
Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever see The Vavitch?
And telling. Did I ever see what?
The Witch.
No.
Also known as The Vavitch.
What's a Vavitch?
Well, it's just because it's spelled in the old-timey New England way, where a W was made with two V's.
And not a W?
They didn't have a W back in the day.
So they called it. They called two V's a W?
They would put two V's next to each other, and you were just supposed to know to pronounce it as a W.
We combined. We have U and V, X, Z, and we made a new letter by combining the two V's.
Yeah.
What's it called? A W. That's how that.
I don't
that's
know
how that combo.
I don't know exactly how it worked, but like
probably
back in the way, yeah.
Amazing. Of course, you would call that.
I think W originally was not a letter, and they just it was too.
Well, nothing was originally a letter.
It's a W, So it used to, I guess it used to be also U's used to look like V's or something. I don't fucking know. Regardless, the movie
kind of still look like V's.
Yeah, the movie The Witch is a good one. You should watch that one.
No, I don't like scary movies.
It's not. It's again. It's more like a. It's even less scary than a Babadook. It's more of a like...
I'm afraid that the demons in the movies will...
Get you.
Become me. And that I'm the demon.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's what the kids who saw Chucky thought, and that's why, thankfully, we have IP laws to protect them so that they don't think that their little sister doll is going to come to life and kill them.
Kid sister.
Kid sister.
Yeah.
It was my buddy and kid sister.
Yeah, you know that was
I it. Know that.
Okay, that's my problem. Look, if you hate, if you know what I'm talking about.
Were you going to say if you hate women, vote for this problem?
Not necessarily. Because
that's always a good cheat. That's a good cheat code for this show.
If you love women,
yeah,
in a way that makes you sick,
vote
up parking idlers because they are the ones, and Vito, because they're just doing it drinking water and playing on their phone.
Yeah.
Right? You're eating a pizza and stuff. That's not as bad.
There you go.
It's still bad. You need to stop that.
Well, I'm not going to, because it's my spot and I own it. For the period of time in which I am there,
okay.
I have full control.
Yeah.
I should have like a thing, like a sign in the back that's just like, I ain't going anywhere, you know, and put it in the back window and
like a minion. Like a minion in the speech bubble. I ain't going anywhere.
This car doesn't leave parking spots.
Kiss my overalls.
Kiss my overalls, buddy. Dick, this is a problem that will excite a certain part of our audience because it involves I don't know what you want to call it. Well, it involves one president who has done some wrong.
Oh.
I guess my problem is I didn't give this one a clever name. I was going to call it...
You're doing this problem first?
I don't know. What is
Are you chickening out of the other one?
Oh, no. The other one's still here. I was going to do that one second.
Okay. Then I don't know what you're doing. Just go.
Okay.
I don't know which problems you brought in then.
Well, the problem I have is what I would call anti-constitutional laws.
Wow.
That they know are anti-constitutional and they're kind of doing them as like a little joke.
Okay.
So I guess like... I don't know what you call it, like joke laws that they know are going to get overturned in the courts, but they just do it like virtue signaling laws, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, where you go, you know this is not constitutional. Why are you even trying?
Mm-hmm.
And the example, I have two examples.
Well, because every once in a while they sneak one through.
Well, yeah, that's also part of the problem, and I don't know if that's what they're doing.
Wow. All right.
So Biden, of course, had his $1 trillion Build Back Better...
Yeah.
Package.
Wow.
Because we're going to build back better. And I support that. I really do.
Which part of it do you support?
All the building and the backs and mostly the better part.
The better part.
I want to get better.
Yeah. Okay.
That part excites me the most. What part? The part that does not excite me is the $28.6 billion Restaurant Revitalization Fund. No. Have you heard about this fund, Dick?
No.
$28.6 billion. Now, that's a lot of money
mm-hmm.
because obviously a lot of restaurants suffered during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Due to
the
scamdemic,
they called it.
Okay.
Well, that's.
I feel like this show is always on the precipice of turning into a QAnon like radio program.
I just saw people calling it.
I'm the
that
only one.
Oh,
I just saw it. I just saw. You know, I'm not saying it myself. I'm not saying there's a plandemic or so. All right.
Do you think
Dick.
Alex Jones saw the school shooting and was like,
I'm sure he did. I'm not saying there was 200 mules. I'm just, you know.
2,000.
Ask him, was it 2,000? I think it's 200.
No, 2,000.
It's a lot of mules.
Yeah, doing illegal stuff.
Nothing happened. Anyway, this did happen.
This happened.
Yeah, let me actually explain what happened. Okay, $28.6 billion. That's a lot of money to go to these restaurants that have been negatively impacted by COVID.
Great, give it to them. Fuck it.
Okay,
who cares?
Sure. But how would you like to, you know, duel that money out? Probably to like businesses that could prove losses or have a certain number of employees, stuff like that.
You know what? Yeah, I would give a payroll tax. I would give I would let you just write it off with your payroll taxes.
Okay, because Biden said let's hand it out based
on $100,000 of payroll tax deductions. Period. You don't have to pay it.
Period. That's no matter what every business to compare.
Every business
some
gets $100,000 in payroll tax write off today because most businesses
almost all businesses will fall into that.
That's pretty good.
And big companies, that won't matter.
Biden said, let's only give it to women and socially and economically disadvantaged people.
Yeah, take that. Yeah. Take that, man. Why are all these white men shooting up grocery stores?
All right, I'm going down that way.
Don't worry.
Why do these shooters keep complaining about the government being racist?
I'm going to get these white men.
This bill, let's be clear.
We've got some anti-shooting funds going out.
The plan for the bill was, it's available to everybody, yeah. But the only people who can apply for the first, like, 30 days or whatever it is were socially disadvantaged people.
Well, they'll have plenty of money after 30 days,
No, that's the problem, is that the courts have now been like, hold the phone, 1 second. There's $28 billion, right? And they're like, that's right. Yeah. And they're like, okay, and who can sign up to get the money? And they're like, well, everybody, but for the first 30 days,
just black people.
Only blacks and women's, whatever else. Man. And they're like, what happens if the money runs out? They're like, well, I guess everybody gets, you know.
Too bad.
Yeah, too bad. Well, too bad, I guess.
We only have so much money.
Exactly. So the courts have said this is clearly anti-constitutional. You can't say there's a fund. It's for everybody, but only these people can apply now. And if the money runs out, white people just don't get any. Mm. Like, that's not reasonable at all. Mm-hmm. And why? As there's so many reasons why this makes literally no sense whatsoever. Yeah. It's always one of these things that sounds like, well, you know, they're just trying to help historically disadvantaged whatever the fuck.
It doesn't sound like that to me.
Well, what do you think it is? You think it's just them playing around? I think they think they're actually doing something good. But here's like
I think they're trying to manipulate the fabric of society.
Yeah.
Just like they started with affirmative action. Like, but that shouldn't have gone through, and it did somehow.
They're doing so in a way that makes no sense. For instance, Asian Pacific is one of the people who can apply for
APEX.
The early part. Yeah, the APEX, sure. And but it does not include Afghanistan for some reason.
Terrorists.
So if you're in yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I've suffered a lot as an Afghani, and they're like, we're only giving money to Indians right now. Fuck the Afghanis.
Like they can tell?
The business has to be at least 51%.
Can you go poop in the street for us? Sir,
I don't know how they tell.
Yeah, I'll shit in the street for $26 billion. I'll shit wherever you want.
The business has to be 51% owned by a minority. So if you're a white man and your wife is a disabled midget, African, Latino, whatever, and the business is owned equally,
Latinx.
You don't qualify for the program. You would have to give her an additional 1% equity of the company to make it minority owned.
Well, you say it's crazy, but LA did that with their weed licenses.
Oh, what did they? What?
They
how they handed
gave
them out
to criminals?
Yeah,
you had to have served a 10-year jail sentence to get any weed licenses, and they only had like 10,000. Yeah. So all these criminals got them. All the people who knew how to run businesses
did not get them,
and it's just a bunch of criminals who are like, okay, yeah, this legal weed operation is good, but what if we sold heroin?
And aren't all the dispensaries also now just forced to hire one criminal to be like part of the business?
Yeah.
And he's just always there skimming off the top and getting drunk.
And he's still a criminal. Like he's
historically disadvantaged from drug crime.
It wasn't that he was doing drugs. He wasn't that he was like doing only weed, and that's why he's a criminal.
Right.
He's like, no. It just made criminals deal weed. He's already murdering and shit. Go ahead.
Well, if you want another example, I mean, California is a great example, and I'm sure this problem is getting the audience, the right wing part of our audience's dick wet to hear Vito shitting on the liberals, but. What is our current guy?
No, because you voted for this. This guy makes them more pissed
off. I did vote for this.
Yeah.
And I hate that is... If I'm accepting what the liberals have done or whatever that I voted for or whatever, then yes, this is the worst shit we do is we just come up with these clearly retarded diversity whatever laws.
Because you hate white men. Is that not obvious?
Okay, well, I don't, but they do. Another example has been these California laws, which make no sense to me, where your corporation, if it has five people and on the board of directors, two of them have to be women.
Yeah.
If it's six or more, three of them have to be women. You're like, well, why? Is she better at running the business because she's a lady? And then Newsom added this other diversity requirement. He's like, at least one of them has to be from a historically underrepresented group, including like gay, lesbian, or trans. Like legally, you can't have a corporation without at least one gay guy.
Yeah.
And I'm here going, how does the government know if I'm gay or not? Can't I just go, all right, I'm gay, we're good. It's like, what is the government going to do to determine whether I'm not, I'm one of the real gays, you know, to meet the diversity requirement of the corporate board? Do I have to, like, suck a dick on camera to prove to the government that I'm gay?
Yeah.
And wouldn't a business owner just be like, you know what, I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to be the gay member of the board of the directors because it's going to be better than letting some crazoid liberal nut job serve on our board and screw everything up. I'm not saying there aren't capable gay directors out there, but why do you have to have one?
Nah, you, and can't, again, the you court, can't run a business if you're gay.
You can run a business if you're gay.
No, you're too busy doing poppers and having monkeypox butt sex. Why would you run a, what's the point of running a business if you're gay? The only reason to run a business is to make money, to lure women in, to assault.
Yeah.
Who's running
it? Someone's got to sell the poppers, Dick. And at the board of directors of the Poppers Emporium, I'm sure there are many capable gay
gentlemen.
Two guys
having butt sex?
Yeah. At the corporate board. Well, they're, you know.
Did I ever tell you this? So my sister calls me up and she's like, oh, you're never going to believe this is, I can't believe this is happening. You're never going to believe this. She's
yeah.
Dad's filing out this grant for a gay and lesbian business grant for Facebook or something like that. Can you, is that, like, can you believe that? And I said, I just filled out the same grant.
Yeah, like. Why would you,
like,
not?
How much? How many of your board is gay? 100%.
All of
what
them.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's how been do you know?
Being this fucking gay, and we're all closeted, and we're married to these beard cunts. Won't leave us alone about it.
Give us some money so we can get over this.
Because I'm so gay.
Yeah. I mean,
you wouldn't believe it.
We live at this time.
I got people that are trying to tell me that I don't think I'm gay, and I just want to fucking kill them. Okay.
You're really prepared for the interview.
Oh,
so
I'm,
you're ready to go.
It's outrageous.
It's outrageous what's happening to the gay community.
It's outrageous how I'm treated as a closeted gay man. It's fucking outrageous.
Yeah. I don't, these laws make no sense. They're just utterly bizarre. Why are we trying to mandate diversity in these crazy ways? Again, you got
to
give,
destroy the white.
You
got to
give 1% of your business to your wife. Like, how does that help make the world better? What if a business?
What do you think the goal is?
Another great example was, like, what about a guy in Hong Kong owns a business that, you know, only employs white people? He can get the diversity grant.
Yeah.
But then, like, a Persian or whatever, an Afghani business owner employs only minority employees who are all suffering.
Right.
He's not diverse. And it doesn't even look at the makeup of the company, the employees, you know. Again, what if you're a white guy, but you employ all black guys? You don't think your government, your business should get a grant to help
you
elevate
think the
your
NBA
employees?
Needs grants?
No, not the NBA, but for the restaurants and the whatever.
What business? Are you
talking
about?
Only implies
the NFL? Well, they get enough grants.
Yeah. I was thinking more, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of restaurants where they're using minority talent
Mexicans.
In the kitchen. Minority talent.
Oh, they're using Mexicans.
Regardless, all of these laws are blatantly anti-constitutional. And then they just end up getting tossed out because it's like a silly little fun trick they tried to play.
Yeah, but they'll get them through.
They will get a few.
Like that's
through.
That's what it is. It's a mob of pushing, and they push at anything they can. Like this stupid Texas abortion shit. They pushed and pushed, and you're like, well, that's retarded. Wait, you could sue for $10,000. What the hell is wrong with? And then it goes to Supreme Court. Wow, they got it through.
Yeah.
Amazing!
The legal system.
$40 billion to Ukraine!
Is a complicated thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they're... I don't know what they want. To me, it feels again...
They want to kill and destroy white men. Why is this so hard?
Oh, this show is so... What? We're radicalizing
America. Why is
this? No.
Did you not see Married with Children? They've been doing this for 100 years.
Maybe they want it. Maybe they don't believe in the traditional example of I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, well, how about this? They're doing it because they're anti-Semitic. Is that better?
That's very possible. That's very. They're just I mean, representatively, a lot of white guys and Jews.
Yeah.
All right. Regardless, again, I don't even know what to call this problem. It's just
unconstitutional
laws.
Fake laws. Hail Mary, unconstitutional.
Yeah, I hate to always be hard.
Performative.
It's Vito brings in another anti-diversity problem, but this is in the law. Like this is way more scary to me than like it just happening as a matter of fact. I hate when things are codified into documents and made official.
Yeah.
It's one thing when, like, just stupid activists are going, like, kill all the white people. And you're like, all right, well, they're fucking nuts. And Biden shows up and he's like, I bankrupt all the white people. And, well, I mean.
Because it's true. You're just afraid to say it.
Because
it has bad ramifications.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know why.
You're correct.
Well, that's why I get upset when they're like going, can you believe...
I'm just not afraid to say it.
They're like, can you believe Tucker Carlson has radicalized people by talking about white erasure or whatever?
No,
I go,
you guys have been erasing white people forever.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean? That's absolutely happening. We know this. We see it constantly. The famous one that we brought up, the Kermit the Frog, like, you can't stick your hand up Kermit the Frog's ass unless you are either a woman,
oh, yeah,
a bisexual, lesbian, transgender, whatever the hell, yeah, or a, you know, person of color.
Yeah.
You go, so
pretty
no
soon there's
going to
be a waiting list for
allowed
driver's licenses. If you're a white man, well, sorry, it's going to be like a taxi cab. Well, we only got 100,000 white men we can give driver's licenses
but that's
to.
And that's what makes me so upset, too, is that people go, this shooter was radicalized by, or what, everybody's getting radicalized by Tucker Carlson. I'm like, no, you're doing it.
You guys are.
Tucker's just reporting on what you did. You did it. And it drives me up a fucking wall.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll come up with a name for this. It'll be on the website. Anti-constitutional, whatever the fuck.
That's a mouthful.
Well, we'll figure
it
out.
What are you bringing in for your second problem? Does it rhyme with pops?
It does rhyme with pops, yeah.
Okay. All right. This might be a first.
What?
For this show.
Where I have all the right-wing problems?
No, because we have opposing problems, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because I have unrealistic expectations.
Oh, cool.
Right?
So maybe I should go first?
No, I'll go first.
Sure.
Unrealistic expectations, right? Like, oh, I'm going to go out tonight and get laid. Like, no, you're not.
Sure.
I'm going to go to... this guy over here. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. If I start taking hormones, I'm going to look like a dainty little princess in a couple months. No, sorry.
Works for some.
Sorry, my friend. Trixie suggested that one. I put it out on Twitter. Hey, what's an unrealistic expectation? And she says, taking hormone, doing trans thing. Like,
I like Trixie has become our token, like, trans, whatever you want to call it.
What the hell?
Spokesperson.
That was just me. That wasn't meant to be a token comment.
Well, I brought her on to talk about Ezra Miller being crazy, and he's a transgender, non-binary, whatever. She's
Ezra
great.
Miller?
Yeah, you didn't know Ezra Miller, The Flash?
That's a guy.
Oh, I got to show you an arrest video later.
I thought you were going to say erection.
No.
Well, I got to show you an erection.
You have to see Ezra Miller yelling at a cop going, I'm transgender, non-binary, stop touching my penis.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Here's a list of unrealistic expectations. Politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I voted for him. No, that's not happening.
Oh, so like you didn't vote for this. So like you never act because they never do
no,
what
you
they
still
say
voted
they're going to do.
Right. You shouldn't have voted.
Sure.
That's the real.
You vote.
No, I don't.
You didn't vote for I forget.
I voted for Trump.
You voted for Trump.
Yeah.
If you ran again, would you vote for him again?
I'd vote for him twice.
All right. So you will vote.
I would go to swing states and start harvesting ballots illegally.
Yeah, exactly. Mule it. As I did famously during the Biden elections.
Yeah.
Shit. Did I say that on God.
So you do admit that there was muling.
There was
illegal.
No muling.
Why would there not be muling?
This is a long discussion.
Why would there not be?
If there's muling, you have to show me evidence of the muling. And it can't just be.
But why do you think there's
we
not?
Bought cell phone data.
Yeah.
Because if there was, the mule would come forward and claim whatever conservative bounty was put out there to identify yourself as a mule. If you said, I have a $100,000 bounty to anyone who can prove that they helped deliver ballots. No, because you could just be like, oh, I saw other people do it or whatever the hell.
Well, that's not going to get a bounty.
Or if you're a whistleblower, you'd probably get a fucking pardon from Trump. Trump would give you a pardon as he's sworn in as they overturned the election.
You know who got a pardon for leaking for doing this? Seth Rich. Remember that guy? You know what happened to him for whistleblowing?
Okay, that's complicated.
I'm sorry. What happened for the kids in the audience? What happened to Seth Rich for whistleblowing on the Democratic Party?
Didn't he get shot in the back of the head or something?
He got shot in the back of the head.
It was a suicide.
Yeah.
Three bullets.
Another
quick
white
succession
man eliminated by the Democratic.
Oh, shut up. You don't know what fucking happened. Just do your problem. Jesus Christ. Seth Rich.
You don't. So
this really is just a QAnon podcast at this point.
No.
No.
Those guys are quote unquote crazy. Alex Jones has a great explanation for what happened to QAnon too.
Got taken over.
You should
over.
Listen to it. Yeah, got taken over from the inside
by that Watkins character.
So if a bowl of candy is put out on Halloween, like Halloween, take one piece of candy, and then you go there and the bowl is empty. In your mind, you have to say like, "Well, show me evidence that some kid just took a bunch of candy."
Yeah, I still feel bad about doing that as a kid.
And you're defending the Democrat the mules. So there's nobody I know watching that the candy these bowl. Elections, and you're like, "Well, don't they have
cameras? Somebody stole all this candy.
Oh, whatever. All the none ballots are stamped cameras? And shit.
Stamped."
Go on.
Politicians. You get a girlfriend? Yeah. Oh, expectations. Wow, reality.
Not as good.
Stinko. Going out with friends, right?
Sure.
Oh, man.
I feel like you're leading up to something.
Investments.
Never college. Work out.
Yeah. Oh, man. Being an adult. Oh, it's going to be so great.
Not great.
I could smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Get laid all the time. Dating every week. Da 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 da. Reality.
Okay.
Playing video games by yourself. Cops.
So interesting.
Expecting cops to run into buildings with shooting happening.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not happening. It's not their fault that you expect them to go do something dumb. That you're not doing, that nobody would do.
Yeah.
Nobody would do what you're... you think like $70,000 is going to make them go run into a shooting school? Who's shooting in here? Oh, man, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Was that worth... Idiot? Was that worth 70... Who's the idiot here? Here, I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, sure. So how much? And I get to pull people over and turn my sirens on and write them tickets and like take, if they have too much cash, I'll take it and like, you know, fucking whack them. Like, oh, there's a shooting happening at school. Can you take care of that? No. Why would I?
I'd rather go right.
You have other government employees in there that want to get out. Why would I go? I'm a government employee. Why would I go in there? That makes no sense.
Right.
Maybe you should think before asking me to do stupid... Your expectations are totally retarded.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, I understand that you probably don't want to run into a shooting, right?
Don't want to.
I don't want to. Yeah. But maybe you could get a job where you would never be presented with that as a possibility, you know?
Well, just do a bad job.
I mean, that really,
like, you don't have to do
that really is what it is. It's just,
you know,
I'll just be not a great cop and still get paid the same
amount.
If
there's like a big pizza order, you're like, well, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mess it up. I don't care. They're getting their order late. Oh, well. Cops are like, well, they're getting late policing. I don't know.
Maybe cops should be paid specifically on like cool stuff they do, you know? Like, if you're the one who pops a shooter, you get a $50,000 bonus.
Well, that's how the FBI works. So the FBI makes shooters.
Yeah.
They go
to claim bounties within the
organization.
Yeah,
they go into Discord and say, like, wouldn't it be awesome if you shot up a school? And then they go do it. And the FBI is like, we need more FBI guys because all these fucking kids are going nuts.
It justifies the budget of the FBI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that. That is what they do. So that didn't work then.
Right.
And firemen do that too.
Firemen start fires.
They bust them all the time.
I have seen some of that.
Yeah, like, you know what? Instead of paying you just normally, instead of paying you to sit around and cook for each other and cheat on your wives, we're just going to pay you on fires you stop.
Yeah.
And then, whoop, all of a sudden, where do these fires come
from?
Why do they
keep leaving gasoline cans and matches near playgrounds?
So I think you should say your problem, so we have fighting problems.
Well, my problem, Dick, is pussy cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who just sit around and let all the craziness go on and then come in afterwards and go, well, job well done here.
Oopsie. I would love to.
I wish I had been a little quicker, but
I
want to
be
a
PR spokesman for the police so I can do that one.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what? We had him cornered. We had him cornered in the school.
Yeah.
He wasn't going anywhere. There's a lot of other schools.
Yeah.
He could have shot all those kids and then escaped, but we made sure he was pinned down.
Yeah.
In school.
And, you know, we had him pinned down, and as, you know, obviously family members were trying to run in to rescue their children, we made sure they didn't interfere by setting up police tape and handcuffing some of them.
Well,
we
don't want them to get shot.
Yeah, right.
They're paying taxes. We're helping them, of course. Paying taxes for another 10 years or something.
I mean, let's see. It took 45 minutes to an hour before they went into the Uvalde, Texas shooting. You know.
Sounds like it's in
Africa. How many kids can he possibly shoot in 45 minutes? Like one every 10 minutes at the most?
Uh-huh.
Famously, Columbine was when they were supposed to change it because police just waited outside for an hour while those kids just went around just shooting everybody.
What do you mean change it?
Well, that was like when they changed up. Originally, the response to a shooter was wait for backup, hang out, whatever else.
Yeah.
Then they were supposed to have like, okay, from now on, if you know that kids are being murdered in a school,
you gotta run in there.
Well,
You run in there, right? We're not going to pay you if you would say no. Yeah, I'll run in there. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I'll, you know.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
I get fired.
I mean, they do some. They did get fired at
there's a shooting.
Majory Stoneman Douglas High School, where even though there was an armed deputy inside the school.
Get out of
like,
there.
Whoop. Well, he's like, I didn't know where the shots were coming from. I thought they might be coming from outside.
I thought they were coming from my house.
I was all turned around, you know. And two other cops showed up, and they're like, we can't figure out what's going on. Let's just hunker down here.
We got to figure it out. This guy was saying that the shots were coming from over there.
Yeah.
I
God forbid you run into the school and go, hey, is there a shooter in here? The kid's okay? No, stay outside.
Yeah, what are you? That's are you good. Running into schools?
Have you heard? But I'm not. I didn't sign up for a job in a country where gun violence exists, and I know that that could potentially be part of my position. So what? We're just accepting that cops just are useless?
I think...
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Yes, they are useless. So let's stop
pretending
they're otherwise.
Yes, yes, I'm saying pretending otherwise is like agreeing to this delusion that you can hire somebody to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And you cannot. And it affects what people do. It affects how people vote and behave and their opinion on guns and self-protection and all these and reliance on the government for things that the government cannot do.
But you believe that people should have guns for self-defense.
I think people should have nuclear weapons for self-defense.
Okay. So the cops are useless and only self-defense matters, basically.
What, say that again?
Like, you can never count on the cops to protect you.
Oh, no.
So you should only rely on self-defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you call the cops, they'll show up in 7 hours.
Shoot you instead by accident and go, I don't know, I just thought
they'll
he was a bad guy.
Dog.
Yeah, they'll shoot your dog and go,
I mean,
well, I took care of the dog. That's one of the first things that the cops are here to do.
Dog's going
to
die eventually.
I'll flashbang your toddler, famously, if you remember that case.
Don't you think that people's, like, when people, okay, here's my thing with unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
You should not ever be surprised in life. Like, that's on you. If your girlfriend cheats on you, you're like, no, you know, you should have, honestly, you kind of should have, there's a lot of warning signs.
Yeah.
You should have seen that coming.
Right.
Like maybe a car accident, you get T-boned by a drunk driver like Sam Kinison. You can't see that coming. A lot of these things, these cops didn't fucking react again. Like, you guys have weird expectations about...
Well, then maybe my problem is more just the myth of the hero cop, that people do believe that these cops are all heroes.
Now you're stealing my problem, though.
I guess. Maybe I'm just backing. I mean, our problem is kind of one problem. It feels like we agree in a way.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
But you think cops should do something about it.
Well, it's more that I hate the way that society is like, well, you got to respect the cops. And I'm like, why? Like, what? For what reason? What are you talking about? And they're like, well, they have such a dangerous job. And then you look and it's
not
like,
really.
Not at all. Not even like slightly. Dick.
Yeah.
Did you see this thing going around where I forget one senator was like, we're going to have a day, you know, whatever, day of remembrance for the cops. Because did you know 625 cops died in the line of duty in 2021?
That's it?
Oh, it gets way better. Dick.
Ralph got beat up.
Yeah.
More podcasters beat up in the line of duty.
Dick, 625 cops died in the line of duty.
Okay.
I want to give you a couple of these. Gunfire, 62 dead. That's terrible. That's
wait,
terrible.
A year?
In 2021, this was 625 deaths. 62 died to gunfire.
Okay.
Let's see. 14 were struck by a vehicle, 17 vehicular assaults. So, okay, a lot of assaults there.
Struck by a vehicle or vehicular assaults?
14 of them are struck by a vehicle, so okay. It could just be there were traffic cops out.
People who work in the road crews get struck by vehicles.
One of my favorites, which this number is dwindling, but I was always like, how is this a line of duty death? But every year, this year only 12, 9/11 related illness, the line of duty. 9/11 related illness. Here's probably the most shocking one.
9/11 is so annoying.
Remember, these are line of duty deaths. These men died tragically in the line of duty.
Okay.
COVID-19, 446 deaths. Dick, 625 cops died tragically in the line of duty. 446 were to COVID. These men are heroes, putting their lives on the line every fucking day.
COVID.
And literally a senator goes, did you know 625 cops died in the line of duty?
Lindsey Graham?
I think it was actually a Democrat. I forget, but they're supporting this bill.
A Democrat senator said something?
I think so. Because now the Democrats are trying to be super pro-cop because they realized all the defund the police stuff was like really fucking up their polling
their black
numbers.
Vote.
Yeah.
Because it turns out that city black people really want cops to be there.
Yeah, to put away the criminals and have them stop. So, Dick, these hero cops, 446 died of COVID. And let's keep in mind that they are not even in the top 10 most dangerous jobs, not even in the top 20.
Okay.
Being a police officer is the 22nd most dangerous job. 14 cops dying per 100,000. Again, mostly to COVID.
Wait, look at this. Look at this. So 2021, 472, this thing says?
Yeah.
What is this? There's something. It's this. This says year by year breakdown.
Law enforcement deaths.
Throughout U.S. history. 472, 2021, 2020, 373.
Oh my God.
And then it drops down to 2019, 150.
150.
So COVID hit.
Yeah.
And it ramped up and they said, I can't believe all these cops are dying.
It's clearly the anti-police sentiment that is killing these hero cops. We need to back the blue, Dick.
Dude, this is like nothing.
Yeah.
Because this is all the way
back. It's insane
how
few cops die. You would think way more. The number of people that they shoot at and kill.
I would have said 10,000.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Because I just see it on movies.
For like every police officer.
Bagpipes. Yeah. Oh, another cop died. Oh, my God. And none of them die.
For every cop that was killed by a civilian in 2019, 21 civilians were killed by cops in the same period. They have a 1-to-21 ratio. They're clearly
bad.
That's pretty. They're not heroes. Some of them, yes. There's heroes in any population. I'm sure there's hero garbage collectors and hero.
Hitler saved a cat or two.
Yeah, sure. Everybody's got their hero moment. But for the most part, we're told, oh my God, these cops risk it all. They put it all on the line.
But they don't at all.
No, nothing. They go, what? There's a shooting? That'll sort itself out. Shooter will probably kill himself, and then we don't know how to do anything.
150? That's none.
I know.
For all the fucking around that they do, and all the pulling people over for no reason and stealing drugs and money.
And the deaths,
and
again, as we
women.
Say, it'll be like motorcycle crash, and then you read, and it's like he rode his motorcycle too fast, and he flipped over a barrier. You're like, he wasn't even killed by a person.
And they,
he killed himself in the line of duty.
Cops, they beat so many wives.
Yeah.
You'd think the wives would slap some iron down on them, right?
You would
You'd
hope.
Think.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about it. I'm not going
to
say
well,
that.
Well, defend yourself, women. You have the right, same right to self-defense as any other citizen.
Not against cops.
And we still got
a no-knock raid. Cops are... Oh, man.
And they're still padding the numbers with 9/11 related illnesses. Like, motherfucker, that was 20 years ago. You can't call that a line of duty death.
You know, I feel like I can't even speak about 9/11 anymore.
Yeah.
Bankers, who was the biggest casualty in 9/11? Bankers, policemen, firemen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing that happened.
Sure.
Can't believe it.
What a horrible tragedy.
Anyway. What were you saying about
about 9/11 illnesses? I'm just saying that.
Oh, you're the man. Thank you, Randy.
I'm glad that the right seems to have gotten over their weird cop worship. They like keep waffling on it. They go from this like back the blue Lives Matter thing to like, oh no, we actually hate the cops because on January 6th they tried to do their job and like prevent us from storming the Capitol. Well, I don't think they know if they
try to do their job.
Well, then just decide.
They also opened the doors to the Capitol.
Okay, so just decide if you like cops or not. Stop waffling on it.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Okay. This is what I'm saying about unrealistic expectations that you are also guilty of.
Okay.
Because everybody has this wrong idea. It's like everybody has their own different idea of what God is, mm-hmm. and then they fight and they kill each other over it, but it doesn't matter because like there's not any God. So whatever you think it is, like just go nuts.
Sure.
Some kind of insecurity, right?
Yeah.
Some kind of, like whatever you call God in your head, it's fine. I don't care.
With it.
Problem is, people have the same thing about cops. So they're like, well, this is what I think cops is.
Yeah.
They show up and they do all this stuff. And obviously, and then other people are like, well, this is what I think cops is. If you were having butt sex, then they show up and throw you in jail.
Right.
Right?
As they
famously
did.
This is what I think cops is.
If you're a comedian telling the wrong joke, they take you to the thought police
that's
court.
It. If you're saying anything like everybody has, and that's what the unrealistic expectation is. Because this person actually exists, and it's just some fat idiot.
Who doesn't want to get shot in a school, so he goes, somebody else will handle this.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know what, actually, I don't care.
Why do I got to be the first guy? I'm getting paid regardless. Checks. Yeah,
I'm going out and playing Call of Duty and listening to Tucker Carlson. I don't give a fuck about this.
And if my wife says anything about it, I'm a popper in the lip, as is my way.
I hate my boss.
Yeah.
I've been chewed out before.
Well, that's the thing is, yes, we should just treat them as shitty employees, like every other job. They're not there to serve any example to anyone.
Or do anything.
They're there to perform.
Don't do anything.
The smallest amount of service and receive as much money as possible for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then get paid overtime going to a court trial for all the fake tickets they wrote.
Yeah, or riding the metro around.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
They get paid for that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They ride it around all. They just ride the train around all day.
Are they metro cops like doing that?
Any of them can do it.
At any point, you as a cop can just sit on the metro, ride around.
Yeah, you sign up for like metro duty. You just sit, like,
hang out, play Nintendo Switch, put on some headphones,
ogle women,
asshole blacks.
Okay,
all right.
Unrealistic expectations,
and
see, but then you say hassling blacks, and it's like, well,
what? That's what they do.
Yeah,
I mean, like for fun. I'm saying not the ones that are like criminals. That's what they're.
I don't know. I honestly would have to talk to. Because you talk to a black person who lives in like a high crime area.
They want the cops to hassle everybody.
Yeah, they want the cops to hassle people.
Do you support stop and frisk, Dick?
No. No. It's legal.
I don't know if it's still legal.
Supreme Court says it's legal.
Yeah.
Oberson or
something.
But
didn't New York say stop doing it anyway, or are they still doing it in New York?
Yeah, Supreme Court. New York said stop doing it.
Yeah.
But then now we're going back into a recession hell, so maybe they started up again. Like all this crime is dependent on money.
I mean, I want them to stop all these shoplifters, but they don't do that either.
Why do you want them to stop shoplifters?
The ones who like break into the store and break everything. Look, if you're going to steal a couple things, don't break all the fucking glass cases and shit.
Yeah.
You know? Leave those poor CVS employees alone. Like,
CVS, smash everything. I don't care about what you're doing there.
The consumer value society deserves better. So your problem.
Is that their name?
It's consumer value something.
I thought it's store.
Probably store.
Society? Well, it's a whole society of value?
Back when they sold cigarettes, my buddies would always go, let's hit up the consumer value society and get some smokes.
What does it stand for? CVS stand for?
We were proud soldiers.
Consumer value stores.
Yeah, we were proud soldiers in the CVS Army.
But you thought it was a society.
Well, it is a society. We made it a society. We're soldiers in the... Man, CVS is cool. Don't fuck with CVS.
No, fuck CVS. They betrayed... How much cigarette money have they taken in over the years?
And then they betrayed their values?
They betrayed their...
You're right.
They're the consumer value store, and they betrayed their consumers' values.
Now they're all about health.
Now they're the cuck value store.
I do wish they still... They was cool when they sold cigarettes. That was the place to go.
Yeah.
I didn't even smoke. I just supported it.
Me too.
As a matter of principle.
And they cucked so they could steal health insurance money.
And it's working very well. They're getting paid and laid in the shade with that pharmacy money. Your problem was...
Parking idlers.
And...
Unrealistic expectations. And that goes for all unrealistic expectations. Yeah.
Mine is anti-constitutional virtue signaling.
Okay. Laws?
Laws, sure. Okay. Yeah, I think laws is implied, right?
Okay, anti-constitutional.
And pussy fake hero cops, whatever you want to call it.
Well, what do you want to call it?
Well, I don't know if I'm treading on your... I originally had just pussy cops. Because they're
pussy cops.
They don't do shit.
Pussy cops?
The whole, like, oh, I'm a cop. Oh, my God. It's so hard to be a cop.
We're getting murdered.
No one respects. We're getting murdered
over here.
A society doesn't suspect.
Tickery, tickery, that.
There's no respect for the cops. So you go, well, why would I respect? You can't even get killed in numbers that are, like, interesting. It's like none of you are doing anything dangerous.
But look at the historical.
So and then you whine about, code, the line of duty. I lost so many guys in the line of duty. We'll get it. Put on a mask or some shit. Fuck you, COVID.
So you're saying that 400 cops would have survived if they wore masks?
If they had gotten those vaccines, they might still be here.
So it would have been like 400 down to what?
Probably, you know, like 2. Yeah, exactly.
Really?
A 98% efficacy.
Wow, COVID's amazing. So COVID, you could just stop all deaths with a mask.
See, now I'm going to lose this problem because I made it a COVID thing.
Regardless, I just want to know what you think would have happened if all the cops were vaccinated.
I think there would have been less deaths. I mean,
how many?
You see those cops. Some of them are the tubbies.
Yeah.
The big boys.
They're fat.
The guys who look like me, who should not be cops because they look like me.
They look different, though. They have this
kind
of
weird
fatness.
Cop balance to them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this kid's getting shot in there. I don't know. I don't know about going in there, boss. I'm like, all right,
something's got to be
Officer
done about
Haas,
the police.
Just eat a donut and sit this one out. Anyway,
I feel bad.
That
because,
fat
like,
motherfucker should have got
guys
the
guys get into it believing. Like, I feel bad when I shit on the military, too, because, like, guys get into it and
they beat it out of you.
They beat what out of you?
If you're a cop and you're like, I want to do a good job, they're like, shut the fuck up.
But sometimes they do.
This is all a Ponzi scheme to get as much overtime as possible. Yeah. Here's the various strategies we've implemented to do that.
Yeah. It's just you can't separate them from what the function is.
They chase out the, what do you call, what was that guy, Christopher Dorner. If you're a good cop, they chase you out.
He was a good cop.
And then you got to go rogue. Can't corner the Dorner, as they say.
That was so disappointing.
That he didn't kill very many cops at all?
I didn't say that.
I was expecting a longer, drawn-out affair.
Yeah, I thought he would... You got to go into hiding, man.
Yeah.
You can't just go into a cabin in Big Bear.
He didn't have a big plan.
What an... He should have gone to this inner city.
He should have...
He should have gone underground in the sewer.
He should have got Antifa to hide him and... Well,
Antifa didn't exist back then.
Well, Antifa has always existed, Dick. Isn't that the point?
Oh, yeah,
Since they were formed to Mussolini and the Nazi and whatever the fuck, I don't know.
All right. You want to do voicemails now?
Let's do voicemails. And everybody, don't forget to vote for the problems. We'll put them up after the show at biggestproblem.show.
Okay.
Check out our bonus episodes at patreon.com/biggestproblem.
What's up, Dick and Vito? This is Rex Sexton. Okay. And my biggest problem is adult picky eaters.
Mm.
As a man of Scandinavian heritage, or Viking heritage, as I prefer to say, it is true that white people don't know how to season their food. And I guess I'm lucky that my mom cooked us dinner every night after homeschooling us all day long, but every meal was potato in some fashion, chicken in some fashion, canned vegetables, and milk. Bland, yes, but also easy to eat when you're chained to the radiator. Anyway, when I grew up, by happenstance, I befriended a smattering of chefs, cooks, sommeliers, and others who knew their way around the kitchen, and my universe changed. When you're eating, you want a lot of sensory input from the ingredients you're consuming. That's part of the adventure. It's infuriating when people, grown-ups, take a tiny nibble of something so small they can't even taste it, or just, like, rub it on their lips while making a disgusted face and crying, I don't like it. It's fine if you don't enjoy a particular flavor or texture or whatever, but at least experience what the food is supposed to elicit. It's a fucking pickled onion, not fucking moose liver. It's not going to kill you. Grow the fuck up and eat something that isn't prepackaged, sodium-riddled, MSG-laden processed garbage, you uncultured shitwit. God, these fucking standard-issue NPCs just walk around us without a fucking synapsis in their brain. Anyway, go fuck yourself.
We do have a generation that is... I don't know why kids were such picky eaters in the most recent. Like, I had a nephew. It would just only eat chicken fingers. Like, he would for every single meal. Yeah, but he was a little like old, like I think he was like 12 and still doing it. And you're like, come on, dude, what's going on here? Did you ever see that thing where like millennials or not millennials now? What do they call them? Zoomers.
Yeah,
are afraid to touch raw meat.
Could you imagine if we didn't have like the TOS hanging over our head? What we would call that generation?
No, Dick.
Generation, right? Wouldn't that be so funny? Yeah. Oh, what are you, Gen X? Then the millennials? What's the next generation? Generation, right? Oh, God.
Oh, no.
If I won the God. Yeah, guess what? You're
I need Elon Musk to buy Twitter. I need Elon Musk to buy YouTube. The number of slurs that would just be so much fun to toss around.
How old are you? Oh, you're in generation.
there was a report that they're afraid to touch raw meat. So grocery stores started making these special packages so you could dump the meat into the pan without ever having to touch it with your hands. Because these kids are fucking weirdos and psychos. Yeah.
Well,
who just want to eat chicken tenders and chocolate milk. And I'm like, well,
I don't like getting stuff on my hands, though.
You just wash your fucking hand.
Then it's like in there.
What, the meat? Like, whatever the hell?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, you can use tongs.
It gets too close. Because you might get it on the backs of your hands.
Do you cook?
Yeah.
Yeah, you use a lot of spices?
Yeah.
As a Hispanic man, you probably have a...
Hispanics.
Latinx.
I like slow cooking. That's what I like.
My family, my mother was not a great cook. Sorry, Mom, but you know, I learned how to cook. And
your mother was Italian?
No.
Oh,
she was
you're half Italian?
I'm half Italian, a quarter. What am I, a quarter? I think I'm a quarter Irish and a quarter Scottish. We thought I was a quarter Irish and a quarter German. But then
your
it
mom's
turned out,
Irish?
Yeah, my mom was Irish German, but then we found out my German grandmother is like either full-blooded Scottish or something. Wasn't real German.
My mom's Irish German, too. Can't cook toast.
Yeah. the Germans have interesting cuisine, but it is very...
German
cuisine is pretty bland, actually. There's not a lot of spice. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Do they have a lot of spices going on? Just like a sausage has spices in it.
All those ovens, can't use them.
All those ovens were left behind and not put to good use.
Well, we've got to do something with all these ovens. Okay.
We're certainly not cooking.
Yo, just a heads up. I just went through Walmart with one of their self-checkouts.
Yep.
Apparently, I was scanning a shirt, and apparently there's a detector now that tells the store it thinks you're trying to steal something from their self-checkout.
Boom.
Because when I was scanning that shirt, it just stopped me dead in my tracks and said, we need someone to take a look at this. And then it showed them a replay of while I was scanning the shirt.
It showed them a replay of you scanning it? Bag.
I was. And the Walmart person didn't really care. But the most important part is that they're trying to make these things figure out whether or not we're trying to steal shit. So be on the lookout for that.
Fuck, they're video recording me while I scan so they can run it back?
And they got mad narrating it, too.
Steal.
Let's see that in an interview.
Oh, there's
a shirt going across right here. You can see, Mr.
Shoplift from the self checkout. Well, you still can. Well, you still can.
God damn. I hate the future. When I was a kid, I would look forward to the future. Like, I thought there would be cool stuff happening. But now, like, I hate the future.
It's pretty not great.
All I think about is doing bad things.
Yeah.
You know? And how much bad things will be done to me.
All I think about is the welcoming embrace of the eventual grave I will occupy.
Yeah.
And just
and
sleep.
Making the news and getting there. File footage.
All I think about is what mass shooting event I'm going to instigate to really go out in a blaze of fire, Dick.
Would you go? Where would you do a mass shooting?
I mean, I feel like the clock tower is the classic. Like, who doesn't want to not be the clock tower guy?
The clock tower shooter?
Yeah. Because that just will stay with you. Like, oh, yeah, that guy who climbed that clock tower. It's got such power, just the word clock tower.
What could
Sniper rifle.
No, that guy, that Virginia Tech shooter did a clock tower, didn't he?
Did he?
Or a tower or something like that?
I thought he just ran around the school doing it. I don't know.
What could you ruin for everybody? Like, if you were going to do a shooting.
Another
like,
country music festival. I'd say that was pretty funny.
Oh, why was that funny?
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Because country, man. Come on.
Why? Because it's a bunch of...
Yeah, a bunch of hicks and That's what, that was his motive, I'm sure.
Just Hicks?
He's just, no, he just like hates that, that fucking, don't get in my truck. Fuck, bro. He's like, God, I hate this fucking music. Maybe if I kill 70 people, they'll stop making it.
Is that 70? Is that what he got?
I think he got, yeah, he's got the highest.
That's a lot of guys.
He's got the high score of all shootings of all time, right?
Wow.
Steven Paddock.
And not, the no reason, and he spent, never like, figured it
did
out.
You ever watch the videos, the surveillance videos of him before the
loading
shooting?
All that shit in?
Loading all the shit, yeah, in his room and then being like, I guess I'll play some video poker. You're like, what the fuck was this guy? Why are you gambling?
You
at
think
this
the
point?
FBI made him do that? Probably.
I think he may have been a former asset, and that's why.
Yeah.
I think being an asset might have made him go crazy, and he saw something crazy.
Being a CIA, what, an FBI?
CIA,
asset?
FBI, something like that. And that's why they're like, we know what happened, but it's us who made him crazy, so let's just not talk about it.
And then his brother was like on the news going, yeah, this is bullshit. And then the next week, like, his brother was found with like a terabyte of child porn.
Yeah, and got arrested for that.
And then he
never
disappeared.
Heard from again.
Yeah.
Or the fact that the guy's dad was like a career criminal, which is weird.
Yeah.
It's a lot of.
I feel like
you gotta give us something, FBI. You gotta have something.
No, I feel like that's the kind of thing where I see it and I'm like, oh yeah, the government did that. And it's like, if everyone just had that attitude, the world would be so much better.
That one's
bloodier.
Just like way.
The government
way
did
shadier though than a lot of other ones.
Yeah,
because there's nothing on the guy. Everybody else, you can go, yeah, he's just a dumb kid who went on 4chan too many times. That would make enough a lot of people crazy if they
where
took
the
it
FBI
seriously.
Hangs out.
Where the FBI hangs out and says crazy things to try and whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, I got something about your Bluetooth problem that you had that I think is a really funny story. So. Hang on tight. This is Two Long Voicemail Guys from
2 minutes.
Who are these podcasts?
What do you think? 2 minute voicemail? Are you in?
About Bluetooth?
Make some predictions about the 2 minute voicemail. What do you,
oh, God. I think he's going to tell me something about how the technology. Is it going to be a personal anecdote?
I don't know.
I have no, 15
minutes
I have no
in,
idea.
15 seconds in. All right.
Give him a minute.
My wife and I.
All right, at a minute, we're going to pause, and if it's good, we'll keep going.
All right.
Both connected by Bluetooth to her car. So the other day, she takes my kid, takes him to go to preschool, and she goes to work, and it's my day off. So I start enjoying the whole.
What the fuck was that?
The classic long pause, listen to a dog choke to death in the background.
Was that a dog?
That's staple of all our voicemails.
Let me hear. Oh, now it stopped. God damn it.
My kid takes him to go to preschool, and she goes to work, and it's my day off.
Nice.
Michael Jackson,
so I
dog.
I started enjoying an adult movie that pops into the car before she pulls out of the driveway. She calls me furious. She's angry. She's mad. It's a whole thing, right? So, okay. It's like, well, you know, I got needs. Whatever.
Okay.
So then,
needs. Yeah, needs. Bitch.
The very next day or day after,
he's watching pornography.
I get him, and I'm taking him to preschool and going to work on her day off.
Yes.
And lo and behold, what comes blasting through the speakers?
Oh.
Before I'm out of the driveway, from her phone. You guessed it. Some adult entertainment.
Hey.
Why can
Michael
you not
Jackson
just
is
have it connect when you want it to and not just automatically connect? I don't know. But it was a funny story, and she kind of yoinked out from under her, so I thought you'd appreciate that, Dick.
Thank you for the story. How is there 30 seconds
like,
left on this?
That? Why would you make me do that? And then I go to work.
That's better. This is a good story.
Lo and behold, as soon as I'm out the door.
I like stories of lo and behold.
I haven't even barely started the car.
So wait, was he listening to porn the first time?
Yeah.
And then she did the same thing.
Yeah, she was getting off to porn.
I thought it was hilarious. So that's my problem.
That's a good turnaround.
Maybe that'll help.
That's a heartwarming story.
Anyways.
She couldn't wait.
You know,
as soon as he got out the door.
He's got the kid in the car listening.
As soon as he walked out, she's loading up blacked.com.
The family that sneaks porn sessions together stays together.
Was she doing it just to, like, prank him, you think? Or she was actually beating off to porn?
It's a good question.
Women look at more porn than men.
No.
Yeah, the surveys say it's not as much, but it's a lot. But then women lie all the time.
That's true. That's true.
They look at it way more.
But women will read like a book and jerk off to that. And that must take like days, you know?
To come from a book?
Well, yeah, because they're just reading this stupid romance. And then the guy like grabbed her and...
His manhood whipped her around the neck.
The silhouette of his throbbing member in the glistening sun.
She wrapped her hair around the purple whirple of his manhood.
As he violently shot his...
Cervix.
Cervix? That Mad Lib experiment failed very quickly.
We got super chats. Send your super chats in right now. If you have any kind of retarded questions about Ralph, send them in right now.
Now is the time, and we will read them and we will respond. John H for 5, the video from last week's episode looks like it was tilting heavily to the right. Okay, well, we'll have to look into that.
I think that's a fat joke.
Oh, I get it, because there was two fat boys on one side and Dick trying to balance us out. Yeah.
I am fat now.
No.
I'm 208 pounds.
Yeah, but you got a lot of muscle-ies.
Yeah, but I can't work out for another, like, 4 months.
Yeah. Well, you're going to start putting on some chub. Looks good.
Don't say that.
Whatever. No. You're already locked down a fucking willing sex slave. Who cares? John H. for 5. Adds, that was a fat joke, by the way. So there you go, John helped us out.
Thank you.
Lemon Sake for 2 GBPs said, I heard Mr. Abstruse is a homosexual. Real. Hmm. Pop quiz for $20. Here's money. Don't stop. We won't stop popping. Pop quiz. Keep on popping forever. TBF for 5 says, friends don't let friends talk to FBI agents on Discord. Hmm. That's true. Mike Hunt, but how would you know? All your friends on Discord probably are FBI agents.
Wouldn't that be fun to pretend to be like a schizoid like
shooter and like make up friends with a bunch of FBI guys and buy you stuff?
I'm going to do it. Never mind. I changed my mind.
I bet you could trick the FBI into buying you like a lot of nice stuff.
Yeah, because they're dumb.
They'll buy you a gun. Oh, yeah.
Oh my god. I just really want to go shoot.
I really want to go shoot
this festival. I know it's midterms coming up, but I don't have any cool guns.
Well, I could buy you a brand new. I'm going to need like a scope too.
Yeah,
some
good one.
Body armor.
A good one.
Yeah.
A good one. I'll need a cool car. If I'm going to do a shooting, I need a cool car.
I could probably, get you a car, too. All right. I mean, I can't ride the car if I don't have a jacket, you know, like a nice riding jacket.
Yeah, like in Driver with the scorpion on the back. Like that was cool,
but I feel
but
like there's a comedy movie here
better
about a guy
than
trying to
catfishing the FBI. God damn it. We almost got
him. We keep buying him arcade machines and pinball and...
I need the Terminator 2 fucking... machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I need it to be made easier because I never got past the future level.
Yeah. So. I need a gas-powered machine gun, like in that, whatever. A grenade launcher. Mike Hunt for 5 says, what's the difference between being against copyright laws and giving away your bonus episodes for free? Well, I am against giving away my bonus episodes.
Well, because
that
all
is
of,
my intellectual property. Dick all of, wants everybody to take everything in this free-for-all communist society, communist utopia that you want. Nobody owns anything. There's no ownership.
Yeah. In a world with no copyright law, the incentives to produce content would be radically changed. But we don't live in that world. We live in this world. So my desires and morality is shaped by the laws in the world that we're in, not the one that I want to be in.
Fair enough. CG for 5 says Vito is earning the F on his driver's license with that defensive parked idling. Maybe it's true. Maybe when I became a female, I became a terrible parker.
You just started hanging out in your car eating hot dogs and pizza.
And crying, as women do. Claptrap the Destroyer for 10. I thought it'd be a good idea to be a Vitophile Plus since I already give Dick money, but I may have to switch to the winning team. Winning team? Aw. ASC presents for 2. Dick's transition to waspy tennis player is working. It's more of a badminton visor, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike Hunt for 5. Would you still have pitched the hard way to Adult Swim with no copyright protection, knowing they could have just ripped it off with no credit? There you go.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like, all the incentives to make content would be very different if there was no copyright.
Yeah, your problem was a joke, and I successfully exposed it. CG for five.
It's like saying, well, if prostitution exists, would your daughter be like, no, I mean... Just all of society would be a whole different reality to
navigate.
It would all be different. There would all be different things.
Sure. CG for five. Liberals cried for 5 years.
But they'll never stop. Oh, so you're saying that?
I mean, we've already gotten two of them so far. Yeah. We'll see if anybody else has an IP problem.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
liberals cried for 5 years that Trump was the second coming of the Third Reich, but I'm sure they wouldn't abuse legal gray zones to stop him. Yeah, I'm sure they'd figure something out.
They stole
the election.
I didn't say it,
and I neither did
I. An election was stolen. Would you agree that at some point in human history, an election was stolen?
Sure.
Okay.
That is happening.
I got you.
Happening.
I got you. You snake in the grass. Somewhere in history,
supplant the Ukrainians.
Somewhere in history,
probably.
An election was stolen, and the government said no, it wasn't. True or false?
True. How is that a gotcha?
Gotcha.
One of those classic dick gotchas. Yes, I admit that happens at some point in history. Well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Gotcha. Snake in the grass.
Dominic for a big $20 says, I just graduated. Well, thank you. Congratulations, Dominic. I'd like to thank you, Dick, and Vito for the years of entertainment and fun you both have brought me through all of these years. Thank you and keep up the great work. Well, keep on listening, Dominic. Thanks for being a fan.
See how I bleeped out my name?
Yeah, I know. I
can't have dickheads.
I wonder if he can type in dickhead as a super chat.
It's not. Why is it worth risking?
Well, as a super chat, it's not worth risking.
Yeah,
it'll either let it go through or not.
You know they're going to come down on everything.
Well, some channels are called like No BS or whatever, and they get away with. I mean, they can't spell it out, but they can.
We used to have just chicks walking around with their tits out.
Somebody needs to go to these companies and be like, stop patrolling all the words.
That one girl tried. What was her name?
Oh, Nassim Ogdum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched my music video with her again. Did you ever see my music video with her?
No, what do you mean with her?
Oh, I made a music video with the YouTube shooter lady.
With, you talked to her?
Yeah, we made a song together.
What?
I'll show it to you later. I set it to private because I thought I was going to get in trouble with YouTube.
You talked to her?
Yeah.
Before she did the shooting?
She said she was having trouble with YouTube, banned her channel or whatever, and I was having my own copyright problems. And we're like, we should make a little song about it, and we did. And then that shooting happened, and the video leaked. I'll show you. She's in the opening of all my videos. You know that part where I'm like shooting the guns in my intro and there's a chick dancing behind me?
I thought that was just like a meme.
No, that's
that
her.
Stole.
We did a music video.
What?
I recently just set it back to public because I think YouTube's over the whole shooting.
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe I'll set it back to private again. I don't know.
Are you serious? See, this is why it annoys me when Chrissy Mayer was going at you for like comedy.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't even say stuff you've done. And I'm like, oh, what?
Look, if people want to find... I don't know if I public it. I don't know how people can find it. I'll have to post it somewhere.
It on Odyssey.
There is a great... I have it on Vimeo right now, but then people have to find my Vimeo.
That's not enough.
No, I know.
That's not deep enough.
I never posted it on YouTube because I thought I would get in trouble.
What was she like?
Fucking crazy.
Well, but how? I mean, there's a woman.
She was like a crazy Persian like lady who was like really into animal.
Did you drop any of that at the funeral?
I didn't go to her funeral.
It was the second Persian lady I knew. The other one shot up YouTube. But I'm bummed. That's serious though, folks.
I didn't want to see her bullet riddled body or whatever the hell. Anyway,
did the cops hesitate on that one?
I don't think so.
There's a shooter at YouTube.
I think they're like, oh, well, we'll just wait. And then when it's a woman, and the cops went, oh, hey, and they all piled in. Because they had their wife in their mind's eye as they just lit that bitch up.
I could empathize with that.
Isaac Stringer for 10, rant VTubers. They put on dumb, whiny voices, pop up everywhere, and are probably your favorite things, you lollycons. I hate these. I see what you're doing. I hate these YouTube.
Oh. Ha 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 ha!
E-fairies.
Okay.
That's close enough. Give it to them. You just wait to see the effect on our youth.
No, that doesn't count.
Not close enough? No. Not good enough?
No.
YouTube E-fairies. Very close, but no cigar. Sigma for 20. No tricks. Just say the thing, Vito.
No.
All right. Dick says no. Mike Hunt for 5. V2 is going to get PTSD or 2BSD or a brain tumor trying to not say TBF. I knew this girl cop who beat her cop husband, says Rex Sexton for 5. Beat her cop husband for cheating on her, then goes to a hotel with their cop friend to bang them, and then husband beats them both. The Secret Lives of Cops is a show I want. Like, fuck Cops, the TV show.
Oh,
I want, like, the home life, you know?
You want Internal Affairs.
Yeah, exactly.
You want, that would be awesome.
I want Cops, like, an actual show about cops and how fucked their lives
are. Internal Affairs coming in like, oh, so what's going on? How, you got anything to drink today, officer?
No. There's so many of those. Mike Hunt for 5.
Wait, have you seen the guy who talks to cops, like cops talk to
people? Yeah, where he just like goes,
you got anything to drink today?
Cop's like, what'd you say to me?
Yeah. I'm actually asking the questions around here.
If you had anything to drink today, sir? yeah, he like is asking cops for their license and stuff.
Yeah,
and they're like, no, I'm not giving you a license. Like, okay. That guy's great. It's a good gimmick. Mike Hunt for 5. Anti-science women in Afghanistan are protesting against the Taliban's mask mandates.
Anti-science women. Oh.
Interesting. Turkey sandwich for 2.
Good.
You guys like Chef Boyardee. Shout out to Beef Aroni.
Close, but it's not.
2 Beef Aroni.
No. It doesn't count. It's a sound-alike.
I feel bad, though. I'm like, you know, I want to give them one.
You feel
bad.
They're trying to humiliate you.
I guess.
Every time you say, to be fair, it makes you look like less of a man.
Dwobwinkle for 20 says, Vito keeps obsessing over a comic called Dog N-Word. Please make him stop, Dick. He wants to do a live reading. He's going to get banned. This guy keeps telling me to read this comic.
Dog N-Word?
Yeah. I think it's a real comic.
Well, let's look it up.
I'm confused. I think Trixie the Golden Witch was like, no, that's actually a good one.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to No, it's with an A. It's with an A, I think.
What do you mean? Dag?
Dog with N-word with an A.
No, pussy. All right.
What do you want? You want me to say it? I can't say it.
Well, why would you make a comic with an N-word and then put an A on it?
Okay, well, because there it is. It's a web comic, apparently.
Okay.
Volume 1 of Dog Ningen. Rex is a half man, half dog. He was created when a drunk old man
forced himself on a stray female dog. Oh, a man fucked a dog.
And it made the dog N-word, who is a superhero.
And he's going to find that man and rape him.
Wait, scroll down a little bit. Is that like pictures there? I don't know. It's...
That sounds cool, though. That's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, just with less abstraction.
Yeah, the art's not bad.
It's not science that raped you and made this horrible inhuman spawn. It's a man.
Yeah. Right? Well, if it's with an A, am I allowed to say it? I mean, I'm reading the title.
You're not allowed to say that.
Well, all right. Dog Ninja, Volume 1, I will have to check out.
Just say Dog Criminal.
No. No.
All right.
What a show, Dick. Once again, everyone go vote at biggestproblem.show and bonus episodes at patreon.com/biggestproblem.
Do you think Vito does karate? That came in.
I do all the karate.
That's it? That's all the super chats?
I'm surprised no one's trying to grill you.
What the fuck? That's like none.
Yeah.
What about all the Ralph haters?
You keep baiting everyone like with the opportunity to bait you on this
you
Ralph
stuff.
You know
why? Because people who hate Ralph don't have any money.
Yeah, exactly. They're afraid to.
They just don't have any money.
Our Ralph situation is interesting. I'm sad we don't get to talk about it.
We can talk. I don't care.
Well, maybe I should.
You might have to come in on Sunday.
Maybe I'll come in on Sunday.
Sean's gone, and Johnny was going to fill in.
What's Sean? Oh, he's on a pilgrimage, right?
He's going to the moon.
Oh, cool.
Where they make goblins.
I was going to say, did the Shawnees really take off and buy him a ride on a rocket?
Mm-hmm.
Sold a couple Shawnees.
He's got a Lambo
for a Shawnee SpaceX Lambo ride. All Thanks, right. everybody, for coming
Goodbye.
By.
See you. Have a good Friday.
Bye.